just double check. Sometimes you have this particular, let's see, make sure we got this right here. I don't want to, yeah, that's right, it's 4. So my mistake on the screen, 4, 29 through 32. It's good to admit when you mess up. You say, Reverend, you preached, but that was not the right text. So it is 4, Luke 4. It reads as follows. They got up, drove him out of the town, and took him to the brow of the hill on which the town was built, in order to throw him off the cliff. But he walked right through the crowd and went on his way. Then he went down to Capernaum, a town in Galilee, and on the Sabbath he taught the people. They were amazed at his teaching because his words had authority. I want to preach today from the sermonic title, Overcoming Rejection.
Well.
Overcoming Rejection. The story is told of a young salesman just starting out, wet behind the ears, and he was having such a hard time in trying to get a sale. He says, "Why is it to an older salesman that every time I make a call that I get rejected? Every time I pick up the phone, I'm getting a lot of feedback from potential clients." And the older salesman said, I don't understand what the problem is. I've been hit on the head. I've been kicked out the doors. I've been called dirty names, but I've never been rejected. He says, rejection isn't what happens to us, but how we interpret what happens to us. Let me say that again. Rejection is not what happens to us. Rejection is how we interpret what happens to us. I can feel that young salesman. I feel his pain.
Yeah.
Some years ago, I worked as an insurance agent. And on Monday nights, it was our nights to take the leads we had and to call people. Sometimes once you mentioned the company, it was boom, they hung up on you. Or if you got to the point you thought you had them and say, I just need your address. Now, some of you sales folk know, I'll be in your neighborhood on Tuesday between 7 and 9. Does that work for you? Room. Every now and then, we got a sale. The family ate, but we had to learn some things about what we call rejection. We can overcome rejection by following the example of Jesus Christ. I believe that today. He was born in a barn, stable. He was raised in a tough part of town, and he was always one who had to defend himself against someone, against the establishment, rejected in his hometown. Well, I thought about that thing. I said, now, you ought to be able to go home. Didn't your folks tell you that? Don't leave a trail of trouble that you can't go home. I can't imagine going to Live Oak, Florida, getting to the line. They say, well, sorry, we knew you were coming. You can't come in. Are you kidding me? Yeah, go to the next exit. How that must have felt to get all of this pushback in his very hometown. He began his public ministry there. People were following him by the thousands. Amen?
Amen.
And he had spoken out. And when folk don't want to hear what you got to say, that's when rejection comes in. He told them about themselves, so to speak, about unbelief and wickedness. They got mad in church, in the synagogue. Amen?
Amen.
Haters were in the crowd. Blessed be to God. But when it comes to overcoming rejection, there's some things I want to just lift up today. You'll face resistance, and you have to be prepared with a response, and then eventually you've got to reboot. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Resistance. And this word is so clear and yet so profound. They got up, that is the townspeople, and they drove him out of town. Can you imagine that folk were after Jesus? Yes, you can imagine that. And they drove him to the place at the brow of the hill, at the cliff, and they were prepared to throw him off the cliff. That may not resonate with you, but are you kidding me? They wanted to move this agenda so much so they were willing to use a violent means to kill Jesus. And to resist is to oppose. To resist is to withstand someone or in particular to understand something. Amen? And that's where this passage takes place. They could not handle the truth. Reminds me of a movie. Now, I'm not a big movie buff, but I heard about it. Amen? You couldn't handle the truth. And when he begins to tell them about who they really were and the intentions, they could not handle. And when people can't handle the truth, they get mad. Amen? Now, they may have taken him to the edge of town and get him near the cliff. And for you, you may have been at a cliff moment in your own life. Amen? You thought you have a bad day. Think of what Christ went through at that moment. Someone has pushed you to the point. They've resisted you. They have shut you down. They have tried to silence you. Maybe it never happened to you. They've stabbed you in the back. They've dug ditches for you. They've scandalized your name. Amen? Amen. And Jesus took it. Amen? He knew what they were trying to do. But people in life will resist you just because.
Yeah.
They'll reject you because they don't like the kind of shoes you're wearing. They don't like the kind of car you're driving.
Yeah.
People will do that. But you've got to, and I've got to, at some point on this journey to overcome rejection. In the Gospel of Matthew 21:43, Jesus said to a group of people, "Say, listen, the stone that the builders refused ended up being what the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in his sight." Folk can't understand why you're being successful. They can't understand why you got favor on your life. It is the Lord's doing. And so even though they may resist you, know that in overcoming rejection, you have to be in a place of saying, "Lord, I stretch my hands to thee. I'm not going to lose a minute of sleep over this. But thank you that you are with me always." Amen?
Yeah.
And so Jesus experiences this. And that's what I like when I see in the text that Jesus is saying, "Listen, I know exactly what you're going through." And when you are going through something in the here and now, know that he's already experienced that and worse. Let me just back that up for a second. What you are going through is not something that's never happened before. Amen. There's nothing that you can do or go through that Christ has not already experienced. Overcoming resistance means that you got to face resistance, but also have a response. I kind of like this passage. It says, you know what? That he walked right through the crowd and went his way. Go ahead, Jesus. In other words, you think you're going to push me off a cliff? Not today. Amen. You're going to push me off a cliff. He walked right through the crowd, the angry mob, the haters, those who had rejected him in his hometown. And what does he do? He walks through them. Now, scholars say that was a miracle. It was a supernatural moment. All of a sudden, they're doing this. And Jesus just stepped right on through. Can I just see that in my mind? That, excuse me. He didn't go around them. He went right through them. And in life, you are faced situations. You got to just walk through it, child. Get right on through. Just keep on stepping. Amen. Don't lose sleep. Don't worry about it. Your response is not to sit there or stand there and take it, but do something. Amen. You've complained to everybody. You've talked about it. You've put it on social media, but you've not done anything. Jesus quietly walked right on through him. I love that scene where he does that. And you know what? Some years ago, and I was talking with Joel Osteen, pastor of the church there in Texas. And I said, "Well, you know what? A lot of people, they say some bad things about you, Joel." He said, "Well, Tim," and it's Joel's voice, says, "I don't lose sleep. I don't worry about what people are thinking about me. I'm not worried about what they're saying." And you ought not to be worried about what people are saying about you. Your response is to stay on the move. Jesus had heard enough from the crowd. Amen. And you've got to walk through your crowd of haters today. And that is the good news. I love what David says over in Psalm 23. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil,
yes,
for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Don't sit there and take all of that. Respond. knowing that resistance will come, but also you've got to reboot. Verse 31 says, then he went down to Capernaum, a town in Galilee. On the Sabbath, he taught the people. Verse 32 says, they were amazed at his teaching because his words had authority. You saw how much he cared about what was going on, right? And every now and then you've got to reboot. That is to shut down. You know about the phone, the computer. Some of us are just rebooting in a minute. I'm not going to figure this out. It's easier just to reboot it. And you've got to go back to that you were doing before you were rejected. Jesus had already been teaching the people anyway. And this little episode in Nazareth only gave him fuel. Once he rebooted, he was able to do what? Even more. Pick up where you left off before. Pick up what God was doing in your life before your rejection. Yeah. Celebrate what took place when you were out doing the Lord's work. Don't sit there in misery and worry about, my, I've been rejected. Jesus never lost sight of his mission, this God-given assignment to save the world by preaching and teaching. And so he went from the cliff to Capernaum. He kept marching forward. And you got to keep on marching.
Yeah.
You know, and here's what is so important. You can't allow circumstances to sideline you and let you be in a place of misery. You've got to keep on talking. And the response is, the Bible says that the people, what? They were amazed at his teaching. Why? Because his words had authority. Now, they had authority before, but on the backside of your rejection, on the other side of your rejection, you'll find that God has given you the strength to be even more powerful than you were before. What are you talking about, Reverend? Yeah, you were in a place before. You thought you had something going on, but now that you've had to fight some battles, now that you've had to come through some things, that you are able now in your rebooting process to be effective to the kingdom of God. I like that today. Amen. And that, no, he is with you. Matthew 28:19 says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Yea, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the earth. Do you feel better now?
Amen.
The fact that you came on the broadcast worrying about your being rejected, but now you ought to be in a different space and know that you are not alone. You're not the first one who's ever been rejected. Amen.
Amen.
I think about Henry Ford. You know, you might drive one of his cars, the trucks. He failed miserably. Amen. A number of times, just could not get it together.
Well,
but what happened? He has a successful company now. Oprah Winfrey. I know she spent some time in Baltimore prior to that. She was told, you're not fit for TV. Well, I think she's doing all right now. Amen.
She's
a billionaire. Thomas Edison says, I'm going to try this thing. I keep messing up. I'm on number 1001. And all of a sudden, there's some light now. What if he'd given up? He'd been rejected. Nobody wanted to do anything with this idea of light. Sidney Poitier. He was told that, you know what? You might do well as a dishwasher. Well, I'll tell you what. He could act. He's acting somebody and got an Oscar as well. But beyond business in Hollywood, don't lose sight of what happened 2,000 years ago. The rejected one, Jesus the Christ, was hung on an old rugged cross. The rejected one was beaten, scandalized, and placed in a borrowed tomb. This is the rejected one. But 3 days later, he got up with all power in his hand, declaring he is the one. And so if he could overcome not only rejection, but death and the grave, what are you waiting on? My God, there's hope in Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
And the fact of the matter is, one day he's coming back to get those who've been rejected.
Yes.
And can't you hear? Oh, when the saints go marching in, I want to be in that number.
Yes.
And see, the rejected at some point will be amongst those who will rejoice. Don't you want to rejoice today because of what the Lord has done for you?
Yes.
You were sad and he made you glad. Amen. You were down and he lifted you up. Amen.
Amen.
You were fearful, but he gave you peace. Amen. He will supply all of your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I often say, look back on your life and see what God has already done. See, you forgot what he's done. And you forgot what he's brought you through. And you've forgotten what he's taken you over. And when you think about that, rejection is in small caps. Rejection is no match to what the Redeemer can do. I bless God today, my Lord. Yeah, we've all been rejected, but get away from that. Sidestep that and know that God is on your side. Overcome rejection. Don't let it be an issue in your life. That is the word of God today. It's already blessed. Our choir is going to give us an invitation song. We'll come back and we want to tell you more about this Jesus. The Lord is asking for today. He's asking for a yes, not a maybe so.
Amen.
Not let me get back with you when my situation changes. But today you can be able to start a new life, a life with Jesus Christ. There are many other thought processes out there and people are saying many things that may or may not be biblically based. But let me tell you what I know about Jesus.
Yeah.
Is that he will make a difference in your life.
And
I don't look back when I think about the decision that I made, that I chose Jesus Christ. Today, maybe you're watching or listening, and you're still in the valley of decision. You've figured this thing out as to why you don't want to be a part of religion, why you think that the church is a bad place.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, you need to focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't get it twisted. He's the one who died for us. He's the one who will come back for us. So even now, let's pray. Father, we come in the name of Jesus, standing on your promises. It is our prayer today that you might touch the heart of that brother or sister, that child, that boy or girl who has never experienced you. And Lord, with all that's going on, we don't want to shortchange you. You are real. The same yesterday, today, forevermore. I pray in the name of Jesus that you might touch someone today so that our ministering is not in vain. The pastor has no idea who's saved and not saved. We don't have any kind of way of knowing that, but you know where you are. Check your status today. Have you really gotten real about Christ and have you really opened your heart today? You can do it. The Bible says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, the Bible said, that shall be saved. Amen. We pray today someone received that message and that they've made the step to allow the Lord to turn their lives around in Jesus' name. Amen.